Proverbs 3:33. It says, "The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just." So we have a juxtaposition here. We have curses for the wicked, blessings for the just, and we'll look at each of those halves of the verse now. So the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. So a curse is an utterance consigning or supposed or intended to consign a person or thing to spiritual or temporal evil. The vengeance of the deity, the blasting of malignant fate, etc. It may be uttered by the deity or by persons supposed to speak in his name or to be listened to by him. And I think the dictionary is very accurate here because God curses people and they are actually cursed. But then it also uses this word supposed here in a couple of different places because you have popes cursing people and putting out these anathemas and these papal bulls and supposedly calling, you know, God's curse down on people, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's a blessing. If the Pope would give an anathema with my name on it, I mean, you talk about, that'd be a big old feather in my cap. That'd be like a peacock feather in my cap. I mean, I'd love to have one of those. But anyway, but that's what a curse is. So it's an utterance consigning somebody to some temporal or some spiritual evil. And cursing is right and wrong. It just depends whom you are cursing. Right? We're not supposed to curse men. It says in James that with the same mouth, bless we God and curse we men, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. So we're not supposed to be cursing men, cursing good men anyway. But God actually commanded his Levites, his ministers, to curse the wicked of their own nation. Deuteronomy 27 and verses 14 through 26. I'm going to have you guys help me out with this one. Deuteronomy 27:14-26. So let's just read some of these curses. "And the Levites shall speak and say unto the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say,
Amen."
There you go. Verse 16, "Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or mother, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
So there you have God's ministers pronouncing curses on the people of Israel that do all these wicked things, like all these vile sexual sins and disobeying their parents and making idols and all these horrible things, they pronounce a curse on them. They are consigning them to a judgment, a temporal judgment that they're going to pay for dearly if they continue in this. And God himself pronounced a curse on the house of those who would not observe his commandments, just in the next chapter, Deuteronomy 28 verses 15 and then 19 and 20. Deuteronomy 28:15 says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Pastor Wagner, you mean not.
Did I leave out the word not?
Yes.
That's an important word. Yeah. Yes. It shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So there you go. There was a Bible that was published. It was a King James Bible back, I don't know, in the 1600s, I think. And it was called the Wicked Bible. They nicknamed it the Wicked Bible because the printers had left out the word not. I think it was in the thou shalt not commit adultery. And it said thou shalt commit adultery.
So was it like an accident?
It was an accident, okay. Yeah. And it was dubbed the Wicked Bible. don't let me be the editor of a Bible, because who knows what might happen there, leaving important words out by accident. But anyway, the Lord had told them there in the beginning of the chapter that if they would hearken, that the blessings would overtake them. And now he tells them that if they don't hearken, the curses are going to overtake them. And then I'll just give you a couple of examples here in verses 19 and 20. He says, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Well, when you come in, where are you? You're home, right? You're in your house. And what does our proverb say? The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. So cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto, for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. So yes, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. And we can kind of, turn to Proverbs 17 while I think about the word I'm looking for. Proverbs 17 and verse 13, we can deduce, is the word I was thinking of. Proverbs 17:13, we can deduce that the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked from this verse. Proverbs 17:13 says, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Well, remember what a curse was? It is consigning somebody to some evil, right? So if you reward evil for good, evil is going to remain in your house. The curse of the Lord is going to be in your house. Kind of like the guy in, Matthew 18, where he had two debtors, and the one owed him a bunch and the one owed him a little, and he forgave them both. And then the guy, I think, unless I'm getting two parables confused, but then the guy that he owed a bunch to found another servant that owed him a relatively little amount, and he grabbed him by the neck and said, pay me what you owe. And the guy said, I'll pay. Give me time, I'll pay. This is my paraphrase. He's like, no, you're going to deliver you to the tormentors. You're going to prison until you pay the last bit. Or maybe that's what happened to him. Anyway, he was going to throw him in jail until he paid the last bit. And God said to that guy, you're going to get delivered to the tormentors and your family until you pay all the debt, because you didn't have mercy on a man after your master had mercy on you. So we always want to be very careful not to repay evil for good. If somebody does good to you, make sure you do good back. And for that matter, even if somebody does evil to you, you should do good back, because that's what we're supposed to do. If somebody slaps you on the one cheek, you're supposed to offer the other, and so on. And God will overthrow the house of the wicked, which is another way of saying that his curse will be in that house, because he's consigning that house to evil. Proverbs 14 and verse 11. It says, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. So yes, the curse of the Lord is going to be in that house as it's overthrown. And then Proverbs 21 and verse 12. It says, the righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Now let's get to the good part. But he blesseth the habitation of the just. So the wicked have curses waiting for them, but the just have blessings waiting for them. And we can read about some of these blessings, and I don't know if I'm going to read the whole passage here, but in Deuteronomy 28 again, The chapter that we were in earlier, the Lord says in verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field." So things are, you're going to have a peaceful city, and you're going to have a prosperous income here. Things are going to be blessed for you. "Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep." So you're going to have children, you're going to be prosperous, your animals are going to be reproducing, and your fields are going to be yielding lots of increase. "Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Remember, in the other verse, you're going to be cursed when you go in and cursed when you go out. But here you're going to be blessed both places. "The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up, or that rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." And he continues, I'm not going to read all 14 verses, but he goes on and tells them all these blessings. And they were going to be the ones that were loaning, not borrowing. And they were going to be the ones that were having, you know, victory over their enemies and so on. They were going to be blessed. And it says there, the blessing of the Lord is in the habitation of the just. And if you compare that with Isaiah 32 and verse 18, we see here that this blessing upon the habitation of the just is a peaceful place to live. Isaiah 32 and verse 18. It says, "And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places." And the older you get, the more you appreciate peace and quiet, right? Just a nice, calm, peaceful life. And that's the blessing of the just. Now, the wicked have trouble, hectic lives, just controversy and problems. And they come home. I mean, the poor guy comes home and his wife's just yapping at him and screaming at him or whatever. And his kids are, you know, throwing a fit and going crazy or whatever. That's not the blessing of the just. The blessing of the just is he's got a nice, quiet, peaceable habitation. And that'll take us to verse 34.